Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, let's move on to South Africa's agricultural sector now. And I don't think I need to point out that it's facing mounting challenges with the spread of animal diseases. A lot of news coverage over this, and obviously it poses significant risk to food security and economic stability. Now, collaborative efforts between the government and the agriculture industry have, though, made notable progress in controlling these outbreaks. And tonight I want to explore how these efforts are shaping the future of animal health management here in South Africa, what it means for farmers and consumers, obviously with the overhang of food security. Wandile Sihlobo is the chief economist of the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. He joins me on the program now. And maybe a useful place to start, Wandile, is what type of diseases are we talking about and the impact then on the economy?
Yeah, Jeremy, I think the first point perhaps maybe to put forward is that the livestock and poultry is super important to South Africa's farming economy. If you think about the gross value added of agriculture, about half of our farming fortunes is really livestock and poultry. There's also further interlinkages because the point is that in our annual consumption, say, of maize, about half of it goes to livestock and poultry. Soybeans also goes there. So that means that whenever you face challenges in the poultry and the livestock industry, you tend to pretty much see all of that causing ripple effect across the farming economy. In the past 3 years, we have experienced about three major diseases. One, foot and mouth in cattle. Two, African swine fever in pigs. And three, the avian influenza in our poultry industry. That's where the challenges have been.
Is all of this just part of the natural agricultural cycle, or did the industry itself drop the ball somewhere in terms of prevention and control?
I would say broadly, it is part of the agricultural cycle in a sense that these diseases are not unique to South Africa. You may recall that about 3 or 4 years ago, China struggled in their pig industry with the African swine fever. And we see in Europe, the avian influenza continuing to be an issue. But of course, there's always an element of ensuring that within the industry, farmer by farmer, everyone must ensure that the biosecurity controls are intact. And we are all people. There could always be room for any error, but I would say broadly looking at it, this is a challenge that we see all over the world, but we need to intensify ways of saying how do we control it.
And the impact, of course, and we'll get to control mechanisms in just a moment, but the impact, of course, always is on food security. And in that respect, South Africa is always on a knife edge here.
South Africa is always on a knife edge, Jeremy. You will recall that we embarked about 2 or 3 years ago on a strategy where we were saying as a sector, we want to be export led, which is really something that has assisted in our growth over the past 3 decades. But in a beef industry specific, it's only in the past 3 to 4 years where we're saying we are focusing on exports. Now, if you have these animal disease outbreaks, you tend to have your products banned in terms of trade, which is exactly what we saw in some of the beef market in various markets, which is why if you were to look at our 2022 beef exports, they were down double digit. It is only in 2023 where we started to see a modest recovery, and indeed even wool industry. Wool industry is very important for the farming economy of the Eastern Cape, particularly the Transkei region, where there's still a lot of smallholder farmers that aggregate wool, and about 70% of our wool is exported to China. And China, at some point in 2022, put a temporary ban in our wool export, and that also had a massive impact, 22% or so in value terms decline in our wool exports into China. So those are all of the difficulties that we have faced, which is why biosecurity is important there. And of course, then it has an element of food security as well, because when the farming towns and the farming economy is not doing well, you tend to see that in the vibrancy of these regions.
So how successful has this government industry stakeholder collaborative approach been?
I think we have been quite successful. At the end of last week, the Department of Agriculture issued a formal statement saying, look, we have been cleared in a number of provinces, and even at the international level, the bodies that regulate this, they are saying, okay, we are happy with South Africa that you have made progress. And this is a commendable step, Jeremy, because you remember that in 2022, for the first time, six of our nine provinces had what we call foot and mouth disease, which was affecting the cattle industry. Now, to have progress that we have made where only KZN and the Eastern Cape still struggle, that means that we can now continue in our ambition of growing the red meat export in various markets. But also, China had put certain protocols to ensure that we can continue to export our wool even if there is outbreak of foot and mouth in cattle and it's not affecting sheep. So in a way, we are starting to see a recovery, and I think that the Department of Agriculture, working with industry, they just have to intensify that and even think about the vaccine manufacturing capabilities that needs to be improved domestically.
Are you confident about the requisite improvement in vaccine availability and veterinary support?
On a vaccine, Jeremy, I'll be honest with you that we still struggle as a country. You may have read that the OBP, which used to be the country's golden child when it comes to vaccine production, has faced management challenges over time. And I am not fully as confident that we are there yet. I know from conversation with the minister, with the director general, that they are working on ensuring as a department that it recovers. But I think that will take some time. The same is true for the agriculture Research Council, the ARC. But I think what gives hope about the current moment is that the right conversation and the right potential investments are being put on the table to say, how do we begin to boost our production of the vaccines? In the past few months, we have relied on what we import from the likes of Namibia and the others that have been assisting us. But I think as a country, we do need to intensify our efforts and revive, because we do have the institutions. It's just that they felt under management challenges over the past few years.
Do we need to intensify our adaptation and investment in technology when it comes to monitoring and managing animal health?
100% on that. And I think that intensifying the investment in technology, because that will assist us, because my sense is with climate change, some of these outbreaks are not going to go away. We are beginning, if you were to map up the outbreaks of the diseases in Europe, in Asia, and in South Africa, you will see that over the past 3, 4 years, there've been many of them that are coming up. So I do think that, one, as farmers have to increase their capabilities on surveillance and control of the animals, the state vets also need to do that part. And to your earlier point, we also need to invest more in hiring more state vets that are qualified, so they can gain experience and assist in this. And also then utilizing the technology capabilities on the surveillance, while at the same time investing as well on other ways of boosting our vaccine. But I think tech and research has to be at the heart of what we are doing. And this is very important, because livestock health is everything when you are thinking about the structure of the South African farming economy.
One assumes that Big Agri in South Africa is playing successfully in the tech space, but I would be more concerned surely about small and medium-sized enterprises, which in many respects are the backbone of the agricultural economy, and whether they are adapting sufficiently.
This is why, Jeremy, because you're raising a super important point here, and this is why we say investment and revival of the OBP, as well as the ARC, the Agricultural Research Council, is important, because those are state-owned entities whose research output benefits everyone, not only those that have the financial muscle to go ahead. But also, when you deal with the biologicals, there's certain vaccines that cannot be produced at a private sector level. Only the state has a super control over those. And some of the vaccines of dealing with some of the diseases that we have been talking about are those that only the state can really produce that, which then could benefit everyone. But I think broadly, in terms of productivity, in terms of nutrition and everything else, we need to do more of some of that research also in the state facilities, so that the smallholder farmers do benefit on that. And I think this underscores why Minister Steenhuisen and DG Ramasodi of Agriculture, they have to ensure that the ARC is back to its former glory days, so that he can serve all of the farmers in this country.
Wandili Sihlobo, thank you very much indeed, Chief Economist of the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.